Shalom Aleichem, sweetest friends. This is so exciting. It's Yom Yerushalayim tomorrow. Yom Yerushalayim, the day that with Nisim v'Niflos, with miracles and with wonders, Am Yisrael once again captured Yerushalayim after 2,000 years. It was now in our hands. And today we can go to the Kotel HaMa'arovi. And we can daven as much as we want. You can go for free, and there are unlimited amount of time you can stay. You can say as much Tehillim as you want. And we can walk the streets of Yerushalayim freely, the streets where Yeshayahu walked, and the streets where David HaMelech walked, and Shlomo HaMelech, and so much history, and Avram Avinu. This is just unbelievable. Avram Avinu took his son to the Akedah, the Moriah bookstore, Moriah, the Har Moriah. In any event, there's a bookstore in the old city called Moriah, so that's opposite Mount Moriah, where the Akedah took place. So that's very, very exciting. So of course, we're not there yet. The Geula HaShlema is not here yet, but we definitely are. We took a step in the right direction, and I thought it would be so exciting if together we could learn a little bit more about Yerushalayim. So I was thinking, what will be our text? Should I just tell you about life in Yerushalayim, what it's like to live in the old city? No, you know, I'd rather make it a little bit more, I want to permeate our discussion with Torah and with Yerushalayim, and if I just tell you how exciting it is for me to live in Yerushalayim, there wouldn't be so much Torah involved. It would be like an emotionally charged monologue. So, I was looking around my bookshelf, and I was looking at this book, and this book, and that book, and that book. And then all of a sudden, my eyes alighted upon Rabbi Moshe Tzvi Neria's Snif Melucha. It was easy for my eyes to alight upon it, because it's a bright yellow book. And and this is written by the great Gaon Rabbi Moshe Tzvi Neria, who was the spiritual father, as it says in the beginning of the book, Miyaseh Rosh Yeshivas Bnei Akiva. He was the founder and the head of Yeshivas Bnei Akiva, and really a very, very distinguished Talmud Chacham, and an Oed Torah, an Oed Yisrael, an Oed Eretz Yisrael. So at the beginning of his Sefer Tznif Melucha, in the very first chapter, he has an article called Yerushalayim Kisei Hashem. So, we'll learn this together, Mitzvah Hashem Tzuzamin. That will be my pleasure for this evening. Says Rav Moshe Tzvi Neria, there's a Medrash in Shmos Rabbah, Perikov, Parshach of Aleph, Os Aleph. It says in the Pasuk, Nochon Kisach HaMe'oz, your seat, your throne has been prepared from then. Achal Pishenei Olam Ata, even though God, you are eternal, Lo Nesiyashev Kisacha, Lo Nodata Bo Lomcha, Ad She'omu Vanecha Shira. Your throne, God, was not established and you were not known in the world until your children said Shira. Hoy nachon kisacha me'az, me'az yashir. It is from the az yashir. It is from this az yashir, that's the az. Nachon kisacha me'az. That your seat has been established. From then, that's referring to the az yashir in Shiras Hayom. So, we learn from here that the ikar of the Kisei Hashem is when we make it. Because that's what was happening at Shiras Hayom. Moshe Bnei Yisrael said, it says about them in Tefillah, Malchuso Beratzon Kiblu Aleihem. We accepted upon ourselves Malchus Shemayim. So what makes the Kisei Hashem in the world? Us, Klal Yisrael. So that's going to be the subject of our discussion. We open up with the Medrash, quoting Nachum Kisach HaMe'oz, we connect it to Az Yashir, the first pasuk of Shiras Hayam. Nachum Kisach HaMe'oz, a pair of pasuk in Tehillim. And we connect it to Az Yashir, and that means that at Az Yashir, we prepared, we established God's throne when we accepted upon ourselves all Malchus Shemayim. So we would also like to dedicate this shir, Lilu Nishmas, Naftali Hertz ben Alter Avram, and Esther Bas Shmuel, and Aaron ben Yaakov Shachna, and Lerufuas Toibi Yehudis Bas Tamagasya, and Eitan Meir ben Rivka Ora, and Adina Rivka, Miriam Rivka Bas Adina Leah, and Avram Yishayo ben Aviva, and there are many, many other names, but we'll say Besoch Sha'ar Chole Yisrael, and hopefully we'll have a Hisalus from learning about how Yerushalayim is the Kisei Hashem Ba'olam. So it is up to us to establish the Kisei Hashem, and now we're going to learn how to do it. It says in the Gemara in Shabbos and the Peches on the days that God said to Moshe, Echoz v'kisei kivodi, hold on to my throne of glory. And that tells us that that God is saying to Moshe Rabbeinu, tell the Malachei Hasharis that you know how there is true glory in this world. You know how God's glory is expressed in the world? Only through you, through Basar v'dam, because that is what God wanted to give us, the Torah, and the angel said, don't give it to them, give it to us. And God said, Echoz v'kisei kavodi, hold on to my throne of glory, meaning the true glory is going to be brought to God when people accepted the Torah. And now we can understand what it says in the great Kabbalistic Sefer, Sefer HaBoyer, that the Yisron Eretz B'chol Hi, that the preference of the land is in everything. Umay Nihu Eretz the Nechtzava Mimenu Shamayim, the earth which was taken from the, it was carved from the heavens. V'hu Kiso Shel HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and that's the throne of Hashem. This is quoted in the Ramban at the end of Parashas Shlach, which means on our level that the Kisei HaKavod, the God's glorious throne, is carved, is taken from the Eretz, the Yisron Eretz B'chol Hi, that's the Eretz the Nechtzava Mishamayim, that God's glory is only expressed truly in the greatest way on earth when we accept upon ourselves Malchus Shamayim. And that's what it says in the Gemara in Shabbos and Daf Kufnun Beis on the days Nishmasan Shel Tzadikim Genuzos Tachas Kisei HaKavod, the Nishamos of the Tzadikim are stored under God's throne of glory. Is there no other place, asks Rav Moshe Tzvi, is there no other place for the Nishamos HaKadoshos in the heavens other than under God's Kisei HaKavod? And the answer is that it's Dafka the Tzadikim. They build God's Kisei HaKavod with their pure deeds. They elevate it with their pure Nishamas, and therefore their the light of the Nishamas of the Tzadikim are really what elevate the glory of God in this world. And that's really what it says in the Medrash, that God created this world. God wanted to live in the lowest, most physical part of creation, which is our world, our Olam HaSiya, our physical world. So to the extent that we make God here, He is truly God, His throne is established. There's a Medrash that says that Atem Eidai Vani Kel, you are my witnesses and I am God, the Pasuk says. The Medrash says, Im Atem Eidai, if you are my witnesses, Ani Kel, then I am God. Vim Eimat Einatem Eidai, if you are not my witnesses, then logic would dictate what the conclusion of the Medrash is, and I don't even want to say it, but that means the Medrash is saying that it's up to us, we are shutfin in making God the true King. And that's what it means in Yeshayahu, Perek Nun Ches, Pasuk Ches, Ukvod Hashem Yaspacha, that the glory of God will gather you. That's talking about the Kavod Shemayim, that the Tzadikim gather the glory of God. They are the ones who bring true glory to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And that's what it says in the Zohar Shmos on page Reish Ayin Aleph, Amud Aleph. Rav Neria was quite the bucky. If I'm quoting a lot of sources, it's not because I know so much, it's because he knew so much, and he had a very large library. And in his library, there were great number of books on all areas of Judaism, and Halacha, and Gemara, and Parshanut HaMikra, and philosophy, and Machshav, and Chassidus, and whatnot, and history, and Mechkar, and he knew them all. And you could point to the book and say, there, page 226. He was Mamish Holden, so I definitely recommend his Sfarim. Vayikhuli, Truma, it says in the Zohar, Harimu osi betfilos seichem. That's the Truma. We have to elevate God with our tfilos. Tikhu es Trumasi, take my Truma, the Tzadikim and Chassidim and Am Yisrael, elevate me on the whole world with their zchuyos. And that's what it means, Ha'avos Hinen and Merkava, we are God's chariot. We, so to speak, give God a ride. Through our Mice and Tovim, we truly make God. That's why God created this earth. One of the reasons. Adon Olam Hashem Malach B'Terem Kol Yitzir Nivra. God was Melech before, but La'es Nasa B'Cheftzo Kol. After He created the world, Azay Melech Shemoni Kra. Then we can call Him God. We can call Him King. So first, we need there to be a world in order for God. He was King before, but He wants us to call Him King, and that's what truly establishes His kingship on earth. So that's all about Kisei Hashem, and that's the purpose of creation, that we should make God King. We should give glory to God, and that's what the tzaddikim are about. The tzaddikim are mitachas l'kisei hakavod. That's where their neshamas come from, because they bring the most glory to Hashem, the most honor to Hashem. And vus shteit vegan Yerushalayim. What does it say about Yerushalayim? Ba'etahi yikru li Yerushalayim kisei Hashem, says Yirmiyahu in Perek Yimel. At that time, Yerushalayim will be called the throne of God, because there it is in Yerushalayim Er HaKodesh, that we recognize Malchus Shamayim, where we accept upon ourselves the yoke of heaven. And this was already revealed to Abraham, as it says in the Medrash. Even the name that God was going to call Yerushalayim, Yerushalayim, Avraham Avinu already knew this. This secret, that this is the place that HaKadosh Baruch Hu is truly going to be king, Avraham Avinu was already privy to that secret, to that Yerushalayim. Like the Medrash says, that Avram called it Yira, and Shem called it, Shem ben Noach called it Shalem. So Hashem said, I don't want to call it one or the other, I'll offend each guy if I don't call it his name. So I'll combine the two, I'll call it Yerushalayim Yira Shalem. That's a combination of Yira, what Avram Avinu called it, Bahar Hashem Yira, the Yira, the fear, the awe, the God's presence, and the Shalem, the Shlemus. And there's a Meshech Chachma, very beautiful Meshech Chachma. I don't remember what he says now exactly, if I'm correct, but you can look it up. I think it's in Parashas Vayera. And there he says that the Yira is Muskalos and the Shalem is Midos, meaning that in Yerushalayim it gives a person both proper attitudes, proper Hashkafa, what we call today, and also Shlemos, good Midos. And that's why we're Zochet, be sitting in Yerushalayim and try to absorb as much of the Kedusha of Yerushalayim as possible. And Rabbi Yochanan says in Tainus and Afhamu Beis that HaKadosh Baruch Hu says, I will not go to Yerushalayim Shel Mala until I go to Yerushalayim Shel Mata, because Yerushalayim Shel Mala is built with Yerushalayim Shel Mata. That's the Kisei Hashem. The Kisei Hashem in the world is Yerushalayim Shel Mata, and when we build Yerushalayim Shel Mata, then HaKadosh Baruch Hu Kiviyachol will build His Yerushalayim Shel Mala. And therefore Rabbi Yishmael says, Bischus Yerushalayim ani ekoras hayam. It says that in the schus of Yerushalayim, Rabbi Yishmael says, God split the sea. As it says, Livshi bigdi sifarteich Yerushalayim ir hakodesh. Wear your clothing of glory, Yerushalayim ir hakodesh, halo at hi hamachreves yam. You dry the sea. So he learns from the Psukim in Yeshayahu, one is Perek Nun Beis Aleph, the other is Nun Aleph Yud, that he connects Yerushalayim Yir HaKodesh and the splitting of the sea. That's what dried up the sea. Because since we saw before that when God split the sea, His kingship in the world was established, and we saw afterwards, just now, we saw that Yerushalayim is the foundation of the throne of God in this world, so then logic would dictate that because of Yerushalayim, God will split the sea. Because the sea is about establishing Hashem's kingship. And Yerushalayim is the place of Hashem's kingship. And David HaMelech, who according to Chazal, is the fourth leg, regal of the Merkava, the fourth leg of God's divine chariot. So he is the one who's Mashlit Malchus Hashem. He brings the Malchus Hashem where? In Yerushalayim. And the Maharal says in his Sefer HaNetzach in Perek Lamed Hey, Lefisha Malchus Beis David Hi Malchus Elokis Lo Kamo Sha'ar Malchuyos Shehen Chol. The kingdom of David is a kingdom of godliness, not like other kingdoms. Those kingdoms are kingdoms of Chol, of secularness, secular kingdoms. But the kingdom of David HaMelech, that kingdom is a kingdom of Elokus, of godliness. And that's David's job, to bring godliness into this world, and of course he does it from Yerushalayim. And it says in the Rambam, in the first parak of Hilchos Malachim and Halacha Yud, that Ein Memanim B'Yerushalayim La'olam El HaMelech Yisrael Mizera David. Who do you appoint in Yerushalayim? In Yerushalayim you appoint a king from Zera David, because Zera David is deeply connected to Yerushalayim, the place where he's supposed to bring God's kingship. And it also says, Ein Yeshiva Be'Azara Ela L'Malchei Beis David Bilvad. You can only sit in the Azara if you are a king of David. From that, Beis David. So the reason is because the sitting of King of Amelech Beis David on his throne of glory symbolizes the Hashlama of HaKadosh Baruch Hu in this world. So he can only, Melech Beis David can sit, because he in fact is the one Kiviyachol who allowed God to sit on his throne of glory. And it says in the Pasuk, in the Medrash, in the Sifri, Uminayin Shekiseh Hashem Zeh HaMelech. How do we know that the throne of God is the king? And they quote the Pasuk in Divrei Hayamim, Perek Aleph, Divrei Hayamim Aleph, Perek Chav Tes, Pasuk Chav Gimel, Vayeshev Shlomo Al Kiseh Hashem LeMelech. Shlomo sat on the throne of God. That is the kingdom of God in the world is symbolized by Malchus Beis David. So now we have it, sweetest friends. We have that God created the world in order that there should be Malchus. We should see God's Malchus. That was established at Kriyas Yamsuf, the Malchus Hashem. And it's our job to bring Malchus Hashem into the world. And this is expressed most greatly in Yerushalayim, which is called explicitly by the Pasuk, Kiseh Hashem. It is the throne of Hashem in Yerushalayim. And it is Dafka, king of Beis David, who is supposed to be the expression, the symbolism of the Kiseh Hashem, as the Pasuk says, Ve'eshev Shlomo al Kiseh Hashem lemelech. And now we continue on the other side, on the side of impurity. We have the Metzius of Amalek. Amalek in the world is what's Pogea B'Kiseh. Amalek is what hinders the true glory of God from being expressed in the world. As it says, Ein HaKiseh Shalem. As long as there is Amalek in the world, the throne of God, the glory of God is not complete. And in the Da'as HaKeinim, in the Baalei HaTosfos, in Shmos Yud Zayin, Perek Pasuk Tezayin, it says that Yerushalayim is called the throne of Hashem. And this throne is not complete until we destroy the seed of Amalek. And in the Sifri in Parashas Re'eh, it says, Kol sheyeshev hamelech al keitz ka, ato machriz zaro shel Amalek. If the king is sitting on the throne of Hashem, then he has to destroy Amalek. So what stops the Malchus Shemayim is Amalek. And we learn in Maseches Brachos, Nun Ches Amar Aleph, Lecha Hashem hamamlocha, to you God is kingship, Zumul Chemes Amalek. That is the war against Amalek. Because only when Amalek is destroyed is the kingship of God truly revealed. And that's also what it means in the Pasuk. And Tehillim, Malach Elokim al Goyim. Elokim Yashav al Kisei Kodesho. Only when he's truly king over the Goyim will he sit on his holy throne. So as long as there are those evil people who are stopping, who are hindering, who are being pogea. Sorry, sometimes you just look for that word and you can't find it. On the Kisei, then Hashem's glory is not truly revealed. And that's why it's the job of the Melech, whose job is to bring God into the world and to express the glory of God, to remove the Amalekites who are anti-Hashem, anti-Kedusha, anti-Ruchnis. And based on everything we said, now we can understand so beautifully what's brought in the Sefer Zichron Menachem in the name of the Goyim and the Tzaddik with Menachem Mann from Minsk, who writes that HaKadosh Baruch Hu builds Yerushalayim through the Neshamas of Tzaddikim. So what does that mean? Yerushalayim is the Kiseh Hashem in our world, and the Ikar Binyan of Yerushalayim is through the Tzaddikim that accept upon themselves with love all Malchus Shamayim, those Neshamos that are Mamlech HaKadosh Baruch Hu in our world. And indeed, everybody in this world who has a Neshama Tahora, he has a portion in Yerushalayim. He has a chelek in the Binyan Yerushalayim. What did the Kajim Tzur Magid say? The Kazan Sir Maggot said in the Pasuk, Yerushalayim habnuya, ki yir shechubra la yachdav, the built Yerushalayim, like the city that is tied together, lefimidas ha'ischabrus shel b'nei Yisrael, to the extent that we're chubra la yachdav, to the extent that we're connected to each other, v'sorusam be'ahava v'yira, kach nivneis Yerushalayim. So too, Yerushalayim will be built. That's what it means, ki Yerushalayim habenuya, ki ir shechubra la yachdav, to the extent that we are connected to each other, and we love each other, then we are building Yerushalayim. That's kach nivneis Yerushalayim. And that's why Yerushalayim is really ir shechubra la yachdav, like the Yerushalmi has a lashon, ir shenasa bakulam Yisrael chaverim, that in Yerushalayim we really all become friends. We have unity. And of course that's the yisod of Binyan Beis HaMikdash. When there's unity, because it was destroyed because of sinas chinam, and as the Sfasemis explains, it wasn't destroyed because of the Aveira of sinas chinam, it was destroyed, it's a mitzias, then you have sinas chinam in the world, there can't be a Beis HaMikdash, because the Beis HaMikdash is unity, the Beis HaMikdash is the oneness of God, and if the Jews aren't one, then we can't have the Beis HaMikdash. And the way it will be rebuilt, of course, is when we have this Achdus, and then we are building Yerushalayim. I think that's why it's important. Jews get together, Baruch Hashem, Halavai, it was all the Yidden, anytime. But if in the day of the unification of Yerushalayim, if people don't want to dance because they say there's no Beis HaMikdash yet, but Tfakert, the very fact that we're dancing will bring the Beis HaMikdash, that Jews are holding hands, and we're going in circles together, and we're pointing to the middle of the circle, like it says in the Gemara at the end of Tainis. And we're saying, Ze Hashem kivinu lo, nagila v'nismacha b'yishuasa, it says that's going to happen, lasid lavo. But in the schus of our achdus now, we can bring that to lasid lavo. And in fact, we say, when we say the molad, by the way, you'll forgive me, a lot of the things that I'm saying aren't really written in this book, it's Nif Melucha by Rav Neria. I'm just adding in a lot of my own things as I'm talking. But you can assume that all the good things are from him, and anything you don't like so much, you'll say is from me. It says, Misha asim nisim lav usenu v'gal osa me'abdus l'cheiris v'sam v'shchodesh, that he who redeemed us from servitude to redemption will redeem us speedily, v'kabeitz nidachenu me'arba kanfos ha'aretz, and he will gather us from the four ends of the earth. He will bring us all to Yerushalayim from the four ends of the earth. In what schus ta'iri yidin? In the schus of chaveirim kol Yisrael. If we're friends, then we'll be zoche to that. And that's really when we say l'chadodi, there's a beautiful idea of Rav Kook. It says, hisnari me'ofar kumi. It's talking to Yerushalayim, and it's saying, get up, shake off your dust. Livshi, wear bigdei sifarteich ami. Wear your clothing of glory, my nation. Says Rav Kook, that what this means is, HaKadosh Baruch Hu is talking to Yerushalayim, and he's saying, Hisnari, get up, shake off that dust. Livshi, wear bigdei sifarteich, your clothing of glory. Wear your beautiful clothing, Yerushalayim. What is the beautiful clothing of Yerushalayim? Ami, my nation. That's the most beautiful thing. When Am Yisrael is in Yerushalayim, and we have Achdus in Yerushalayim, in the Yerushalayim Layachdav, that is really the clothing of glory of Yerushalayim. That is what Yerushalayim glorifies in. And we all have this Shaychus to Yerushalayim, this connection to Yerushalayim. When we all daven, we're all facing in the direction of Yerushalayim, and it gives an achdus to our tefillah, and hopefully in the source of that achdus, we will soon be zelcha to see the complete building of Yerushalayim. So now we have to understand the pasuk in Tehillim in Perakuf Mem Zayin, pasuk Beis. It says, Bonei Yerushalayim Hashem. It says that God builds Jerusalem. But God's not the builder of Jerusalem. We are the ones who have to build Jerusalem. So what's the Bonei Yerushalayim Hashem? And the answer is, Shafi L'Seifei Dekra. Go to the end of the pasuk, my sweetest friends. We say, Bonei Yerushalayim Hashem, Nidchei Yisrael Yechaneis. The dispersed of Israel he will gather in. And that is to say, the dispersed of Israel. Who are the dispersed of Israel? Ha'ovdim me'eretz be'eretz Ashur, v'hanidachim be'eretz Mitzrayim, those who are in the land of Ashur, of Assyria, those who are pushed away in the land of Egypt, their Shiva, their Hiskansus, their Kini, they all come into Yerushalayim. That's what's going to build Yerushalayim, my sweetest friends. Bonei Yerushalayim Hashem, how will God build Yerushalayim? Through Nidchei Yisrael Yechanes, through the gathering of the exiles into Yerushalayim from Assyria and from Egypt. The very fact that we come to Yerushalayim is what builds Yerushalayim, like Rav Teichtel writes in his Eim Abanim Smecha, another definition of the word tshuva, tshuva meint, coming home. Like Rabbi Soloveitchik quotes in his Ala Tshuva, that the word tshuva only appears in that form. It says it a lot of times in the Torah, shav, lashuv, vishavtem, but the word tshuva appears, if I'm not mistaken, only once in all of Tanakh. You can look it up in the Concordancia. What context does it say tshuva? Not in the context of doing tshuva, but in a different context. It's talking about Shmuel, and it says, Utshuvaso harama kishambeso, that he returned to Rama because there was his home. So from Dakas Gedringen, says Rav Soloveitchik so beautifully, from here we see what the definition of tshuva means. Tshuva means megaitahaim, that we go home. Utshuvaso harama, he returned to Rama, Shmuel Hanavi, kishambeso. Tshuva, repentance, is being who you really are in your natural spiritual habitat. Tshuva is returning home, but tshuva, my sweetest friends, is also returning to our physical home. And our physical home is clearly in Yerushalayim, Ir HaKodesh. And that's what's going to bring the Geula, that's what's going to bring the Gilui Hashem when we do that returning. Hashlomas HaMerkava, says the Maknan Kedushin at the beginning of Perak HaSara Yuchsin. He be'eser Kedushos, the completing of God, the completion of God's chariot is with the 10 Kedushos that we have in Klal Yisrael. Kamo she'amra Torah v'parashat Shlach, hakel chuka achas lachem v'lager, she'akol nishlam al yedei kulam. So we have the different Kedushos within Klal Yisrael. We all know the famous Mishnah in Kalim about the Eser Kedushos. And when we all gather together in Yerushalayim and we enhance the Kedusha by being here, so in that Schus Mirtzu Hashem, we will be Zocha in the Schus of Nidchei Yisrael Yechanes. In the Schus of gathering into Yerushalayim, we will see the Bonei Yerushalayim Hashem. And now he quotes a very beautiful passage from the Alter, the Babitcher Rebbe, the Admor HaZokein, and I remember seeing this also in Reb Tzedek HaKohen Milublin, on the Pasuk, Uvo Ovdim Be'eretz Ashur, Uvanidachim Be'eretz Mitzrayim, that they're going to come from Assyria and Egypt. Why these names? Why Assyria? Why Egypt? So he says, Assyria Ashur is Milashon Osher, Tainug, that they're running after the Tanugim of Olam Hazeh. People are so into the pleasures of this world. So Nishka HaNitzot HaAloki Shebenavshan, that is what extinguishes the godly spark in their soul. And that's what it means. Ovdim, they're lost in Eretz Ashur. They're in the flesh pots of America. They're enjoying their swimming pools and their tennis courts and their full-size basketball courts and their gym and their sushi and their fancy vacations in Hawaii and in Puerto Rico and in who knows where and in the south of France and in the north of Spain. And they're forgetting HaKadosh Baruch Hu, HaOvdim, they're lost, the Eretz Ashur and the Eretz of Osher, in the land, in what they used to call the Golden Medina, where there was an old rumor in Europe that the streets in America are paved with gold. Ubo HaOvdim Be'eretz Ashur, they're in Osher, and they're lost in that Osher, in that physical, material world of plenty, of crass materialism. Ve'hanidachim be'eretz Mitzrayim. Mitzrayim is lashon Netzar, that they don't have. They're in mitzukah. They're feeling this distress. They're in the narrow places. They don't really know what to do with themselves. Those are the nidachim. They're pushed away. So we have those who are lost in the gashmiyats of Osher, of Eretz Ashur. And the nidachim, those who are pushed off in the Mitzrayim, in the Mitzarim, in the boundaries in that horrible world. So both of them are going to come back. And what is going to happen? V'hishtachavu Lashem behal HaKodesh b'Yerushalayim. They are going, Shmuel Tzvi, I hope you're with me, I know you're coming back. Tinek is a very, very beautiful place, but it's only a temporary dwelling, it's like your sukkah. Eventually you're coming back in Yetzir Shem. V'hishtachavu Lashem behal HaKodesh b'Yerushalayim. And you're going to bow down to Hashem. Avram Yitzchak, the Upper East Side is a beautiful place. But we're on our way now. V'hishtachavu Lashem, where? Behar HaKodesh, Birushalayim. Ah, that's where we're coming back. And every time we bow down, we add on another brick to Yerushalayim. And every tear that falls from our eyes when we do Tikkun Chatzos, when we say V'li Yerushalayim Ircha, that is a devek melet, that will go into the cement, that will solidify the bricks of Yerushalayim. And in fact, we're experiencing that right now, as the Sfas Emes and others say, we say Baruch Atah Hashem Bone Yerushalayim, not Yivne Yerushalayim, as you would expect, the bracha is talking about the future. Bone, yes, Meboit Yerushalayim, as we speak with our tfilos, with our Maisim Tovim, with our Achtus, with our Shtokakus, with our Kisufin. Reb Shmuel, you're a great chavrusa. Woodmere is a lovely, lovely place. You have holy shuls there. You have the young Israel of Woodmere with Rabbi Tzvi Heshi Pilit. You have the Eish Kodesh. You have the young Israel of Lawrence Cedarhurst. You have Rabbi Spiegel's beautiful shul. You have lots of Torah in Yiras Shemayim. But even when we're there, even when we're far away, we face, every time we daven, we face Yerushalayim, and we say Rabbono Shel Olam, that's where our tefillos are going. And that's where we would truly like to be. And the children who yesterday were lo ani atem, as the pasuk says, are going to say yomar alechem bnei kel chai, as it says in the book of Hosea. Originally, people said about us that we're not God's nation. The biggest upgefrekta of the upgefrek, the biggest pircha, the biggest kasha, the biggest challenge to the Christian theology. God rejected us. God hates us. Chas v'shalom. He changed his mind. He doesn't really like the Jewish people anymore. And yet, today we've been zochet to see, he brought us back into his embrace. He brings us back into his holy city. And we build yeshivas. And nochai yeshiva. And nochai yeshiva. And yeshiva for Bali Tshuva. And yeshiva from birth. And yeshiva for Sfardim. And yeshiva for Ashkenazim. A yeshiva for Lumdus. A yeshiva for Kabbalah. A seminary for girls. And a seminary for boys. Not so many seminaries for boys. But girls Torah study. Boys Torah study. For all ages. And kolels. Kolels for learning. Kolels for retired people. Kolels for people who wish they were retired. A kolel in Beit Shemesh where they learn every morning. Balabatim. And they memorized 5 mesechtas upside, outside, and inside out. All in the building of Yerushalayim. What we've never been zochet to see in our history. Ashreinu, Ashreinu. And I myself am zochet. I don't know how I'm zochet. But I'm zochet to study Torah every day in Yerushalayim, Yir HaKodesh, minutes away. Well, it depends where I'm sitting. If I'm sitting at home, minutes away. If I'm sitting in the yeshiva, seconds away from Har HaBayis. And that's what we're doing. We're zochet to be building Yerushalayim. And the pasuk says, Be'esahi Yigrul Yerushalayim, Kisei Hashem. That's the pasuk that we quoted from Yirmiyahu, that that's really where we're going, Rabbi Isai. We're not there yet. We're not there yet. We have a long way to go. There's still a lot of darkness, but there's oh so much light, and there's oh so much kedusha, and there's oh so much hope. Hope for the future. When you see a sign from above, just a sign that he's still with us, a sign that he loves us, that he did the nisim and the flows. Somebody wrote a letter to a newspaper in 1967 and said, when are the nisim and the flows going to stop already so we can just go to the beach? It's too much, it's too spiritually intense. And there was such a hisorus when they saw the Jews, they saw the nisim and that HaKadosh Baruch Hu did. And who thought it was either Sadat or Mubarak, I think it was Sadat, who said in 1967 that we're going to line the Jerusalem-Tel Aviv highway with the skeletons of the Jewish people. We're going to kill so many of them. And they had something like 10,000 body bags prepared. And mamish, in 6 days we were attacked and we were zocha beyond anybody's imagination, not only to have a victory, but to cry harabayis biyadenu, and to blow the shofar at the Kosel HaMa'aravi. And now, yes, now there's destruction and there's a mask on harabayis. Val Eila ani bochia, and we don't change the Nachem on Tisha B'Av, and we still say that this city is still destroyed and it's in destruction, and we see that other cities are built up so beautifully, and we cry and mizitz and mevaint and mevaint, and we cry, Akrush Baruch Hu, please build that base on Mikdash, bring this. So many people who are living in darkness, and please put your Shechina back on earth, and let us see all the brachas and the kiyum of all the psukim and parshas b'chukosai, v'b'chukosai te'lechu v'nasati shalom baretz. And you're going to have so much physical plenty and spiritual plenty. We're not there yet, Rabbi Stein. But the very fact that we're in Yerushalayim Yer HaKodesh, and we can stand at the Kosel HaMa'aravi, that it says, Hashchina lo zaza le'olam me'akosel HaMa'aravi, that is there's a haftacha that it's never going to be destroyed, and that for 2,000 years, no matter what they did, they could never, they used it as a garbage dump. That, yes, but to destroy the Kosel, they were never able to destroy it. And now we can go, and we can daven, and we can give tzedakah tatzel mimavis, we can save ourselves from death, lots of opportunities there for tzedakah. And this is something that should truly, truly be celebrated. And just to say the slichos that we say in Minaglita, in the third day of Aseres Yemei Tshuva, Yerushalayim Kisei Hashem Yikru Li'itot Haba'ot Et Ha'Even Harosha Chin Chen Tshuot Bivo Kol Yisrael Lir'ot Livakesh Et Hashem Tzvakot Birushalayim. And any translation would only minimize from the beauty of that poem. And just to end off with one more thought that Rav Neri ends off the article with, it says, Bo shabchi Yerushalayim es Hashem, Hallelujah lokayich tzion, ki chizak b'richei sha'arayich, b'rach b'nayich b'kirbech. Praise, Jerusalem, praise Hashem. By the way, I always like to note when I daven that we say, Baruch mitzion, shochein Yerushalayim, Hallelujah. Where does God live? You never meet somebody and say, where do you live? So I live in Englewood. Oh, I also live in Englewood. Where do you live? I live in Ranana. I also live in Ranana. Where does God live? Where does HaKadosh Baruch Hu live? God lives, we say every day in Davening, in Yerushalayim. So if a person zochet to live in the same town as the Ribbono Shalom, somebody comes from French Lick, Indiana. No, Rabbi Yosef Ezra. Who lives in French Lick? Shalom Yitzchak Chaim. Who lives in French Lick? Everybody knows. Everybody knows. Yitzchak, Nicholas, you're from England. You don't know. There's no reason you should know such trivial facts. But the Americans have to know. The Birdman, Larry Bird, French Lick, Indiana. So imagine, and yes, right now I have in my mind playing Bruce Springsteen's I Live in a Small Town, because that's where he lived. But Lemaisa Tyre Eden, there's no reason I should have Bruce Springsteen in my mind, but that's what happens. When you listen to, that's the Girsa Tiyankasa. You can never remove that from your mind. Once Bruce Springsteen is in your mind, he remains there forever. So I don't know if that's a schus or a chova for Bruce, but I was also born in the USA, so I guess that counts for that song as well. In any event, Tyre Eden, French Lick, Indiana, Larry Bird, yes? So, oh, I also come from French Lick. I remember Larry. I remember him sitting on a Sunday morning in French Lick when he was a teenager, and he would shoot three-pointers from his backyard, and he would knock down 27 consecutive three-pointers. And I knew that small-town hick was one day going to be one of the greatest players that ever lived. Besides, listen, I'm not a big Celtics fan, but I have a great deal of respect for the man. I'm saying with the way he could play, with the talent he was given, what he did with his talent is just something awe-inspiring. You know, he was playing with guys who were bigger, stronger, and faster than him, and he was the best on the court. He was just stunned. He was his court sense, his passing, his ability to get rebounds, always be in the right place, his shot, just unstoppable, simply unstoppable, hustle. So I'm sorry for waxing so poetic about him, but we can use this in our Avodas Hashem to use the talents Hashem gave us to the most. But a person grows up with Larry Bird, why am I bringing this mashal? I'm bringing this mashal Tyree Yidden, not so I can talk about that. It's also Gears of the Yankasa. Yes, but because I want everyone to know that if you live with, a person feel special, I grew up with Larry Bird. You live in Yerushalayim? I live in the same town as the Rabbono Shalom. I live in a place that's called Kisei Hashem. It's not Shalem yet, but it's the closest you have in this world. And one day I'll shame us it. Oh boy. Oh boy. The Or HaChozer. We have that. We have some of that in Kabbalah, they call that. The Or HaChozer. We have a little bit of that here also. Where the future is shining on the present. We have the Kedusha in Yerushalayim. Shechina lo zazel lo lemekos lo ma'aravi. What does the Kli Yoker say in Parshas Lech Lecha? If you have good eyes, to this day you can see the Shechina on Har HaBayis. 500 years ago he said that. If you have good eyes. There's a famous story about Rav Charlap, where he had a vision at the Kosel. He contacted Rav Kook, who was in Switzerland. Back then they didn't have cell phones, my friends. He had some mystical experience at the Kotel. Something very, very special. Rav Charlap tells about it himself. Rav Yankov Moshe, the Rav of Shari Chesed, holy, holy Yid, we should be Zoch and Ritz Hashem to learn more Meimarim together. We haven't done much Meimarim. We did a little bit Pesach time, but Rav Yisai, please remind me. Please remind me, we have to do more Meimarim together. It's too sweet, it's too elevating, it's too spiritual to pass up while I'm still young, while I still have the koach. You know what I mean? I'm getting older as every day goes along. We have to take advantage of the youth. Samach b'chor b'yaldusecha. Chaparayin, says Shlomo HaMelech. In any event, we were saying, I said one last thing, and then I forgot what that last thing was. So now we have to get back down to our topic. It says, praise to, Yerushalayim should praise Hashem. Praise the God of Zion. Because you have strengthened the gates of Jerusalem. And you have blessed the sons within Jerusalem. It says from Neri, I have a few questions. Number one, it says, Ki chizat b'richei shalayach. You've strengthened the locks of the gates. What do you mean? We ask in Isaiah chapter 66, verse 11, U'pitchu shalayach tamid, yomam v'laylu lo yisageiru. We want the gates always to be open. So why are we talking here about strengthening the locks of the gates? The gates should be closed. We want the gates to be open. Number one. Number two, we say, Asam gvulech shalom, you've made peace in the borders, and you've given them the fatness of the wheat. You've satiated them with the fatness of the wheat. So wait a second. Why do you have to strengthen the gates of Jerusalem if outside of Jerusalem there's sova and there's shalom? That people have plenty. You don't have nothing to worry about. Nobody's going to come in and attack. And the third question is, what does it mean, Beirach banach bekirbech? Bless the children within it. Just say, bless the children. Says Harav HaGaon Rabbi Moshe Tzvi Neria Elakachu Ikaram Shel Dvarim Afal Pi Shisharei Yerushalayim Ptuchim Heinu Lerovacha Latzet Lekol Asher Yisa HaRuach Harei Pnimiyuta Shel Yerushalayim Hi HaMachzika At HaBanim B'tocha Yikrat Tchanea Hi ha-mirakezet otam bekirba. Beromemuta shel Yerushalayim yarumu, uvitzitkata shel ir ha-tzedek yishkonu al gapei merome keret, karta v'shufraya. In English, this is what the pasuk is telling us. That even though the gates of Jerusalem are wide open, upitru sharaik tamid yomam v'layla lo yisageru, anybody can come in, anybody can go out, but the pnimius of Yerushalayim is what holds its children in it. Its glorious content is what centralizes and concentrates them within it. In the exaltedness of Yerushalayim, we are exalted. And in the tzedakah, in the righteousness of Yerushalayim, We are elevated. This is in fact the Karta de Shufraya, the most beautiful of all cities. 10 measures of beauty came down to the world. 9 of them, sweetest friends, were taken by Yerushalayim. But in order to appreciate the beauty of Yerushalayim, you need to have not physical eyes, you need to have spiritual eyes. The eyes of Bnei Yerushalayim are not looking outside of Yerushalayim. They are not interested in leaving Yerushalayim, in leaving this holiness. Rather, they want to remain in Yerushalayim and be in the Noyo Shel Olam, the Yofio Shel Olam, as the Gemara calls it, Yuma Nun Dalet, the Noyo of the world, as it says in Zvachim Nun Dalet. And that's what it means, sweetest friends, Beirach Banayich Bekir Beich. The children are blessed within it. That the children should know, we have to know, that all the good is in Yerushalayim. All of the blessing is stored in the depths of this city, and it's in exaltedness. Mitahom Arav Ad Wum Rekiyas is the Lashon of the Gemara Bava Basra and Samach Gimel Amid Beis. From it, the depths of its abyss to the highest heights of its, of the sky, that is where the bracha is in Yerushalayim Yir HaKodesh. And this bracha is for the inside, for the pnimius, to remain inside of Yerushalayim and not to go out. And that's what it says in the pasuk in Hosea, "Bikirbech kadosh velo avo pa'ir." As Rashi explains, "Kvar hiftachti lahashrol shchinasi bikirbech b'Yerushalayim." I have promised that my Shechina will dwell in Jerusalem. Velo ashrel ta'od aliyah acheret, and I will not make my Shechina dwell in another city. And it says in the Targum, "Beinechon shchinti kedisha velo achleif bekir ve'ochra od b'Yerushalayim." That, like Rashi says, that in Yerushalayim is my Shechina, and I will not exchange it for any other city. Rather, it's in Yerushalayim. So the kedusha of Yerushalayim remains in Yerushalayim. We don't look outside of Yerushalayim. Rather, the people in Yerushalayim look into Yerushalayim, and the people outside of Yerushalayim also look into Yerushalayim. Usha'arayich, it says in the pasuk in Isaiah, Yishayahu Perek, Samach Pasuk Yudches, Tehillah, that your gates are praise. There is no greater praise than this. The gates of Jerusalem are wide open. However, what are they all about? They're all about coming in. Because once we're in, we don't want to leave. However, these gates aren't gates of physicality. Rather, these gates are gates of the spirit, gates of exalted feeling and beautiful thought. Yes, indeed, there is great chizuk given to the gates of Jerusalem. Ki chizak birichei sharayich. So now we can understand the pasuk that Jerusalem should praise Hashem. Zion praises God because He strengthened the gates, not the physical gates, the spiritual gates. That nobody should want to leave Yerushalayim. That it's all here, sweetest friends. All the simcha is here. Mesos kol haaretz. This is the most joyous place in the land, as it says in Tehillim. If somebody wants to leave Jerusalem, if somebody wants to be unhappy, it says in the Medrash, they're looking at their bank statement, and the bank statement might say, "Yo, buddy, you're poor." That's the statement it makes. So you leave Jerusalem. There was a booth there that people could look at their bank statements because they didn't want anyone to be unhappy in Yerushalayim. This is the place of true simcha. This is the place of true kedusha. Nobody wants to leave Jerusalem. Ki chizak birichei sharayich. And what's the beirach banayich bekirbeich? So the gates are not to keep people out. The gates are in. The gates are wide open. However, there are spiritual gates, and those spiritual gates make everybody who's in want to remain in, because that's where all the Kedusha is concentrated. And sweetest friends, Beirach Banayich Bekirbech, we are Dafka blessed Bekirbech within Jerusalem. There is nothing to look for outside of Jerusalem, like the Chasam Sofer writes very famously, that there was an earthquake in Tzfat, because it was being Toveya, the covenant of Yerushalayim. that Yerushalayim, people were running to Tzfat for the Kedusha and they were forgetting about Yerushalayim. We must remember, even though Tzfat is holy and Hebron is holy, and recently I met somebody moving to Ariel, Ariel is holy, and I know people who live in all over Israel, in Kedumim, and in Ofra, and in Emmanuel, and in Ramat Beit Shemesh, and in Tveria, and all the different places that Jews live. B'nei Brak, B'nei Brak's Yirat Torah V'Ayira, it's the Chazon Ish's Shtot, these are all beautiful, but we must never forget where really the highest level of Kedusha is, and that's in Yerushalayim, Ir HaKodesh, the Mesos Kol Aretz, the joy of the land, the most beautiful city in the land, and we should be Zoche. I will refer you to the Sefer Shiras Yitzchak, in the Hakdama to the Sefer, he talks about the Maila of Dira Yerushalayim, that there's a special mitzvah to live Dafka Yerushalayim within the ancient walls of Jerusalem, wherever that is, we're not exactly sure where they go to, where they went to, but to this day there's a special mitzvah, and every mitzvah we do in Yerushalayim has added Kedusha and has an added Maila. And Rav Waldemar goes so far as to say that once you live in Yerushalayim, you're not allowed to leave. Hakol mal in Yerushalayim. Yerushalayim is like Eretz Yisrael. You're not allowed to make Yerida from Eretz Yisrael. Once you live in Yerushalayim, you're not allowed to make Yerida from Yerushalayim. So we should be zoch until Mashiach comes to live in Yerushalayim, to visit Yerushalayim if we're unable to live here, to daven to Yerushalayim, to be connected to Yerushalayim. Every time you bench, you mention Yerushalayim. Every time you daven, you mention Yerushalayim. And we should be Zoch, and Yerushalayim is mentioned in Tanakh, if I'm not mistaken, 586 times. And it's interesting, in the Torah, it doesn't even say the word Yerushalayim when talking about Yerushalayim. It says the place that I chose, it uses all these euphemisms, all these nicknames, but it doesn't say it straight out, if I'm not mistaken. And I think the pshat is that Yerushalayim is above a name. God is saying, Amakom Mashiach Bachar, Evchar, you go, it makes a lot of allusions to Yerushalayim. But Mikdash Hashem Koninu Yadecha, God's going to build a Mikdash, we said in Az Yashir. But if I'm not mistaken, in the Chamisha Chumshei Torah, it doesn't even say the word Yerushalayim. And even if it does, but it certainly doesn't, many times that it makes reference to Yerushalayim, it doesn't use the name. And I think that's to show us that Yerushalayim on some level is above a name defines. And Yerushalayim's sweetest friends is above all definition. That's why when we give names to Hashem, and the Rishonim are bothered, how can you give a name to Hashem? Hashem is above definition, and that's only so that we can understand Him, but Hashem Ba'atzmu, so we can never understand. And then I think also is Yerushalayim, which is really the goal of all of our Avodas Hashem. It's all directed towards Yerushalayim, and our tefillahs go to Yerushalayim, and our tefillahs for the Beis HaMikdash, it's all about Yerushalayim. And the Rambam says, if I'm not mistaken, it's the Rambam in the fourth parak of Rosh Hashanah, who says that those mitzvahs like Tkiyas Shofar and Shabbos, which apply in the Mikdash, all of Yerushalayim is a din Mikdash. So we should be zoche, the karov mamish, to see the complete building of Yerushalayim, the simchas olam al roshenu, and we should see kibbutz galios, and the tikkun hashalem, and the bin of Yerushalayim. Every time we get married, we talk about Yerushalayim. It can't be a complete simcha until there's the binyan of Yerushalayim. And in fact, ha-mesameach vasim v'kala, kilubana achas mechurvus Yerushalayim. It's all part of the process, and we should see the completion of this process very soon in our days. B'mehera v'yameinu, amen v'yamein, shalom shalom, sweetest and most beloved friends.